So much of my happiness depended on the sommelier. Did he really know how to keep his wine? Did he know how to open it? How to decant it? How to pour it? I have known a perfectly good bottle of Margaux be ruined by a careless wine waiter who managed to slosh it into my glass, accompanied by small pieces of cork, as if he were pouring out lager. My eye chanced upon a large man in a black apron, with a tasting bowl on a chain around his neck. He was advancing slowly in my direction, carrying the leather-bound wine list. As he approached, I could see he was a serious-looking man, with a thick grey moustache, and his complexion bore the noble tints of a man who has spent much of his life engaged with the subject of wine. I felt sure he would look after me. He handed me the list, bowed, and withdrew. After a moment's thought, I selected some things to eat, and then sat and turned the pages of the wine list. My heart was thumping. The possibility had just occurred to me that the Chateau Petrus 1982 might still be on the website, only because no one had bothered to update the list. When I thought of it for a moment, it seemed very likely that all the 1982s would long ago have been ordered and drunk. In that case, what was I going to do? I turned the parchment-like pages of the wine list rapidly until I found the page headed Red Bordeaux. I saw that the Chateau Petrus was still listed and breathed out in my relief. I had been holding my breath. I beckoned to the sommelier, supposing someone else were to come in and decide to order it, and took the last bottle. The sommelier came back to my table and asked,
"Monsieur has decided? Or perhaps I may advise you on something."
He was French. Another good sign in a wine waiter.
"No. I'd like the Chateau Petrus. The 1982.
The sommelier took a step back from the table. He looked at me. I could see him looking at my clothes, which were not of the newest. I have not been paying much attention to personal grooming recently, though I still do wash. Then he looked at me again and decided I meant it. He said,
"The Chateau Petrus. Monsieur is quite certain."
"Yes, very certain.
And excuse me, but Monsieur has seen the price. It is our most expensive wine."
"I have drunk the 1975, the 1978, and the 1979. I have never drunk the 1982. The sommelier gave me a very deep bow and said,
"I must go and bring up the wine. It is a very great wine. It is not to be drunk in a hurry."
I smiled at him, and he smiled back. We understood one another. Price meant nothing. This was a great wine, one of the great classics of the last century, perhaps of all time. Drinking it was in itself an act of passion, of great artistry. The money was irrelevant.